Yeah, something's sure going down here besides your corporate stock. I'd better call my boss, Mr. Grubb. Hello? This is K.S. Sarah. Is Mr. Grubb in? Oh, he's on another line? Yes, I can hold. Last of the bold tycoons, huh?
Trust.
No nasty strikes to have to bust. Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Once their fortunes were amassed, a problem reared its head.
On money stashed in 19-2,
interest income must accrue,
and taxes now awaited you. Whether alive or dead.
Whether alive or dead. To keep these dollars safe and sound, the law stepped in to save them. Special interest legislation, tax-free bonds depreciation, Swiss accounts to beat inflation.
Lost their varnish.
Great names lost their varnish.
Mr. Grubb, this is your accountant, K. Sarah Sarah. No, this is not about Mr. Snodgrass and his doubled up expense report. This is much more serious. Holy balance sheets! Why are we buying up losing companies with the family stock and watering down our Swackhammer holdings at the same time? Well, would you invest in hexachlorophene baby lotion? Or 20,000 shares of the kosher ham company? There's 49% of schmutz stock out there where corporate raiders can get their hands on it. And what about the 2% reserved for the retirement shares preferred stock? Dozens of loyal employees retired, but nobody's taking up their options. Leaping liabilities! 49% and 2% is... 51%! You better call JR. I mean, Mr. Swackhammer. The family is becoming a minority stockholder. No, I haven't spoken a word to anyone else about this. CPA's honor. I'm so glad that a Harvard MBA like yourself knows just how to handle this situation. A promotion? Well, thanks, Mr. Grubb. And have a nice day, too.
Ticking of the clock.
Why, you can always save the day.
Hey, Sonny Jim, to stay away.
And up and hire an MBA, but watch him like a hawk.
Watch him like a hawk. Company to perdition from many a stupid acquisition.
Losing your hard-earned money.